the Behind the Creative podcast. Today, we're here to talk to two creative folks from BioLumina, Troy Clark, who's SVP Creative Director Art, and Ann Brown, who's SVP Creative Director Copy. And we're going to find out about their awesome campaign for AstraZeneca, the Be in the Know Disease Awareness Education website. They won an Apex Award, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep, very happy for you both. And so we're just going to jump right in. So first of all, I was, you know, I thought the campaign was just very powerful, very real and authentic. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, sort of the impetus of how that sort of materialized? Where did it start? Was it some insight research?
The campaign is for non-small cell lung cancer and in the metastatic state, so stage four. So this is a pretty dire situation for patients, and they want to get treatment started as soon as possible, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then there's the ubiquitous advertising of immunotherapies. I think we've all seen them out there, or as we also call them, IOs, tend to start, cause them to want to start with this kind of treatment, which in certain cases makes sense, but it might not be the best choice if a patient's cancer is driven by a genetic mutation that can be targeted by a targeted therapy. So what we wanted to do was make sure that all patients were getting the appropriate treatment first. And the hesitancy of treating with a targeted therapy at times is that the mutation tests can take up to 2 weeks to get results. So, you know, they want to treat quickly right away for the stage four disease. And we really wanted to make sure that they understood that the most important part of first line treatment in this metastatic stage was more important than treating fast. So we wanted to make sure that we were using very clear, concise, urgent language to ensure that that was getting across.
Excellent. And it definitely absolutely delivered. So yeah, the photography's absolutely beautiful. Can you talk a little bit about that, Troy?
Yeah, for sure. Top of mind, we use this high contrast black and white portraiture to convey that more serious tone to match the urgency of topic. And it's because, as Ann said, the decision to give the right therapy to the right patient has a huge impact on outcomes. So, you know, with the waiting just a couple of weeks at the front end could certainly have a huge impact on survival outcomes. And then also, you know, the black and white's chosen because when we eliminate color information for our brains to sort, we allow the mind to focus on nuances like our patient's expressions or that it's that eye contact. You know, when you land, we call this particular patient Harold. And when you land on that landing page and you immediately have that eye contact with Harold.
Yeah. Right,
you just, I feel that, you know, I can feel the urgency just in that, just from that very serious stare that Harold has. And you know, It sure doesn't hurt that our AZ Mulberry and Marigold brand colors have so much energy and feel so modern against sort of this black background that houses this beautiful black and white portraiture.
It is so true. I mean, I'm blown away by, you know, sometimes people do people campaigns, right? It's expected. And this just has this. And I immediately connect with him. I immediately connect with all of them. The use of color. There's such an art to branding hallmarks and how you use color and how you don't use color. Yeah. It can sometimes be even more important. And I just was, it's so memorable and you can't, you know, I saw it a while ago and then I remembered it even when I went to sit down and refresh my memory with the campaign. I remembered exactly what it looked like. And that's incredibly powerful, especially whenever you're not dealing with a situation where you have some sort of ownable icon.
One of the parts of our campaign in particular, and definitely you can see it on the page. And what Troy was saying before about the colors, it also really helps to get this language, this simple, clear, direct language across to make sure that that oncologists aren't making assumptions about a patient when they see them, and really looking at the data as opposed to the looking at the genotype versus the phenotype to make sure that they are considering each individual and the best treatment for them, as opposed to making it an assumption. So a lot of times people who have different types of biomarkers are often non-smokers can in some cases tend to be female. So we just wanted to make sure that these assumptions weren't being made by our doctors, and that they weren't waiting for these tests that, as I mentioned before, can take a little while. So we just wanted to make sure that's why you have this starkness of the imagery, and then you also have this bold, very deliberate language that we really want to grab their attention and make them act as a result of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I loved about this is just you were not even hesitating about using the color black. And I love that, you know, the dark backgrounds. I know whenever I first, you know, got in the industry and it was like, oh, you're not allowed to use black because, you know, black could say death. Well, you know what? These are metastatic patients and this is real, right? And I think that was an excellent idea to actually use that, but you're using it against patients that are very determined and very resilient, right?
Right.
And so they are, and they have some darkness around them, but they're still confident and they're still resilient, and it's just very authentic and real. And I loved the bravery of that. I love the fact that you didn't apologize for using, you know, a dark background.
Yeah, thank you. It was a bold move, and we thought that there's something about that pin light where we're literally just shining a light right on those expressions, those beautiful expressions.
Yeah, absolutely. That definitely comes across. Michael, did you want to jump in and I know you had some questions as well.
I think we've touched on the color a lot for this, but I think when we talk about connecting the topic to the individuals, I think touching on the message a little bit more, was there any back and forth on the way to frame the message, whether it be blunt or a little bit more elaborate? Because I think the imagery that's being used really just, it nails it correctly. And I think to Tina's point, the colors work perfectly. But around the messaging and the tone, was there any conversations or back and forth on that before we landed on where we're at now?
Definitely there was a lot of conversation. It's a very straightforward and direct way of speaking to oncologists, which is not typical in the market. But what we were thinking about is testing for these mutations in a metastatic setting is the oncologists are saying they're doing it. And we're going to get pushback on this, but what they say and what the data shows don't necessarily align. So it was trying to come up with a way to kind of grab their attention, shake them up a little, and get them to really think about what they're actually doing, the actions they're actually taking, as opposed to what they may believe they're doing. So it was a balance of trying to grab their attention, but also, you know, they're oncologists, they know what they're doing, they know this is a dire situation. So making sure that we didn't say imply anything outside of that, but just to kind of remind them about the why of testing.
Right. You know, it's interesting that you say that because I always go back to sort of the insights that you gather before you even start a campaign. And I remember one time we were talking to some physicians, and they, you know, we were talking about a situation that could happen that rages out of control in a cancer situation with chemo. And they all said, well, I know how to handle that. I know how to handle that. And then it was like, well, does it ever happen? Oh yeah, it happens. Then what do you do? Oh, I wish I had something else, or I wish I had done something else, you know? So it was very interesting because, you know, the initial answer is often like, I know exactly what to do, but then the data, like you said, sometimes shows something completely different, and you have to sort of work that into how you're going to speak and what the messaging is going to be.
Exactly. And we also really loved this idea of a first, you know, one chance at first line, and really speaking to this idea of thinking about patients, especially as survivorship is just growing more and more in the cancer population, of just ensuring that that all oncologists are continuing to think about not just first line, but second line, third line, and making sure that each of those decisions are the best possible decision for each patient. We, you know, personalized medicine is such a big part of oncology right now, and just ensuring that that's, you know, a really thoughtful consideration. And it's not just about one treatment, but really thinking about the plan as a whole.
Absolutely. You know, if you don't start off right, what's that going to mean down the line? So
and for these patients, you know, often if they are started off on an IO, it could even affect their chances of having a targeted therapy work well in second line. So you really do need to think, we have to start off on the right foot for the right patient, critically from a targeted perspective. A targeted therapy perspective.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Was there, I'm curious about, you know, did you test other concepts? What was, you know, why did this one rise to the top?
Sure. You know, I think this concept has a funny birth. It's a little non-traditional, and it actually happened just before I started with BioLumina. But let's see how I can do for the short version. It started out as a more regional campaign, where we were targeting specific regions. I believe the Chicago area was specifically a targeted region, and then it kind of snowballed out. It had such a great reaction that we leveraged it out more broadly. And more broadly. And so I don't believe it started with traditional research roots. And could
you? That's correct. So basically, this campaign was created to cover off on a specific disease state awareness strategy. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't use like a traditional qualitative market research for this. We kind of took top level reactions. And then we've also have analytics on how this website's doing. And, you know, during the first 12 months, it saw over 160,000 visitors, and they stayed on an average of over a minute, which is kind of crazy to think about. That's a long time on a site. And over 80% of that traffic was on mobile devices, and 25% came from social networks. So it's just really interesting to see how it's impacting now that it, you know, in market, given that it didn't have that traditional market research prior to being released.
Yeah, no, and that happens from time to time. You know, there are different. I think every single time you work on a brand, there's a slightly different story about how it really comes to life, right? Yeah. So that makes sense.
I mean, we're really excited. We're very lucky that we get to think in all different ways, especially from a unbranded perspective, to kind of reach these different high level strategies. So it's been a really great experience for us all together.
That's awesome. I love working on unbranded. You know, it's a chance to educate and be very provocative, and really prepare, you know, for either a future launch or a future indication or something that's going to really change the world, right? And, you know, working in oncology today is so exciting because so many awesome things are happening, and it's changing every day.
We feel really lucky to work in this field. It's just such a, you know, there's so many breakthroughs. Exactly as you said, we just feel incredibly lucky to be able to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And the fact that BioLumina's focus is in oncology is, you know, it's something that each of us comes to work together with a very common goal. And so thank you for the time to share some of our work.
Yeah, no, this was awesome. And no, I know it really, you know, we're not selling Cheetos here. So it's very rewarding area to work in, especially today when so many amazing things are happening. And, you know, these are the kind of campaigns that are going to really change behaviors of physicians and help them, you know, save lives. So it's awesome. It's an awesome campaign. Congratulating both of you on it for your Apex Award. And we have them coming up again this year. They'll be in person, which is, we're really excited about in New York. So.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. We also want to make sure that to, you know, give a shout out to all our other colleagues who definitely had a very heavy hand in putting together this particular campaign. And I mean, we couldn't do it without our partners who are just such great colleagues to work with. We love working with them.
Indeed. Best team ever.
That's awesome. There's nothing like that. And there's so many, you know, there's so many people that make these campaigns happen. It's just hard to even sometimes name them all.
Yeah.
So I completely respect that. So once again, everybody, we were speaking with Troy Clark, SVP Creative Director of Art, and Anne Brown, SVP Creative Director of Copy from BioLumina on their disease awareness campaign. And we got to know a lot about it and understand, you know, the thinking behind a campaign that's really going to change behavior. So I'm so grateful for your time. And this has just been awesome. And I'm so appreciative. And I hope you guys have an awesome weekend.
Thank you so much. It was so nice talking to you.
Thanks so much, Tina. Always a pleasure.